Are you missing the subtle signs she's showing interest? Do you ever feel like there's a hidden message in her actions? Well, today we're diving deep into the world of stoicism to uncover the secret signals she's sending your way. If a woman does these five things in secret, she just might be wanting to give you something special. Stay tuned to find out what it is. Number 1. Patting or gently touching your arm. Touch is a very effective way to talk to someone. When a woman touches your arm lightly, it could mean that she's interested. From a Stoic point of view, this action deserves our attention and thought. To begin, it's important to understand that touch is an important part of human relationship. It goes beyond words and often better expresses feelings. Touching your arm is a gentle but powerful way for a woman to show love or desire. We Stoics should go into this with an open mind, not making any assumptions or snap judgments. Marcus Aurelius, one of the great Stoic thinkers, said it was important to know why people do the things they do. If someone touches you gently on the arm, think about what they want you to think about. Is it a friendly act, a sign of comfort, or a sign of stronger feelings? We follow the Stoic principle of reason when we observe without drawing any conclusions. This touch makes us want to live in the present. Another Stoic teacher, Seneca, said that we shouldn't let outside events affect us. Instead, we should stay calm and centered. When a woman touches your arm, let it tell you to stay in the present and enjoy the relationship instead of letting your mind wander to worries or dreams about the future. It's also possible to show understanding and kindness by touching someone on the arm. Epictetus, a famous Stoic master, said that we should try to understand other people by seeing things from their point of view. When this happens to you, think about what could have caused it. Is she looking for comfort, trying to connect with you, or showing how she feels without speaking? By putting yourself in her shoes, you can better understand how she feels and what she wants. Stoicism teaches us how important it is to be calm and in control of our emotions. When someone touches your arm, it's important to let them know you're okay. Don't panic or get the wrong idea from the action. Instead, take a cool and controlled stance and recognize it. Not only does this show that you are emotionally mature, but it also makes room for real relationship to grow. We can handle this exchange with clarity, awareness, understanding, and self-control if we follow Stoic ideals. It's a lesson that even small acts can have big effects and lead to personal growth and stronger connections with others. Number 2. Smiling at you and keeping eye contact. A smile and steady eye contact are very effective ways to communicate without words. They can tell you a lot about someone's feelings and plans. From a Stoic point of view, these actions make us think about how deep human connections go and the ideas of reason, present, and sensitivity. It means that a woman is open, friendly, and maybe even interested in you as she smiles at you and makes eye contact. Stoicism says that it's important to think clearly and logically about this case. Marcus Aurelius taught us to look at things objectively without letting our feelings get in the way. Before assuming love interest, you should think about the situation and the way you were interacting with them. A real smile and eye contact are often signs of earnestness and warmth. These actions can help you feel seen and important. Seneca, a Stoic philosopher, said it was important to see the good in other people and treat them with kindness. When a woman smiles at you and looks you in the eye, you should smile back and treat her with respect by making eye contact. This sharing of good energy between each other builds a sense of community and understanding. Making deep eye contact is one of the most powerful ways to connect with someone more deeply. Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, thought that the best way to build bonds is to understand other people. By making and keeping eye contact, you show that you want to talk and be present. This is a quiet way of letting the other person know you see them and value them. By doing this easy thing, you show respect and care, which are very important in Stoic thought. Stoicism also tells us to pay attention to how we respond. When a woman smiles at you and looks you in the eyes, you have every right to feel good. But it's important to keep your cool and not let these feelings take over. The Stoics said to be moderate and in control of yourself. Be cool and collected when you respond, and let the conversation flow easily without pushing anything to happen. When you smile and look someone in the eye, you can show understanding. Think about what her smile and look might mean. Is she being friendly, interested, or just enjoying the moment? Putting yourself in her shoes helps you see things from her point of view and feel what she feels. This kind of understanding fits with the Stoic idea that you should be kind and respectful to others. These actions help us remember how important it is to live in the present. When a woman smiles at you and looks you in the eyes, you should really pay attention to her. Stay present, and don't let anything else pop up. Being mindful not only makes your relationship stronger, it also lets you enjoy the beauty of the present moment. We can handle these situations with ease and understanding if we follow the Stoic ideals of reason, present, kindness, and self-control. These actions remind us of how important it is to connect with other people and how possible it is to have deep relationships that make our lives better. Number 3. Touching her legs, neck, or lips while looking at you. Touching a woman on the lips, neck, or legs while she looks at you can be a strong sign that she is interested. From a Stoic point of view, these acts push us to learn more about nonverbal speech and to use the ideas of logical observation, present, and sensitivity. If a woman touches her legs, neck, or lips while looking at you, it's probably a silent way for her to show how she feels. These movements can show that she is worried, interested, or wants to get attention. We should be cool and logical about this situation because we are Stoics. Marcus Aurelius said it was important to watch without judging, because actions are often caused by feelings and goals that are deeper than the actions themselves. Touching her legs while she looks at you can be a sign of weakness or a need for comfort. It's a move that could mean she's shy or wants to draw your attention to her body. From a Stoic point of view, it's important to notice this without jumping to conclusions. Instead, think about the situation and the exchange as a whole. Is she trying to show that she likes you, or is she just changing how she stands? Keeping your cool and remaining logical will help you understand these signs better. In the same way, touching her neck can mean she is worried or trying to calm down. If a woman touches her neck while looking at you, it could mean that she's having a hard time deciding how she feels. Stoicism tells us to be kind and understanding in these kinds of situations. Epictetus said that we should try to understand other people by looking at things from their point of view. You can show kindness and patience by understanding that this action may come from being weak or nervous. If she touches her lips while looking at you, it's usually a clear sign that she likes you. The lips are an important part of both speech and sexuality. If a woman touches her lips while you're around, it might be an unconscious way to get your attention and show interest. We should keep a calm thought about this as Stoics. Seneca said that balance and self-control were very important. It's normal to feel pleased or excited by these kinds of actions, but it's important to keep your cool and not let your feelings control what you do. These actions make us remember how important it is to live in the present. If a woman looks at you and feels her legs, neck, or lips, it's a chance to really connect with her. Try not to be distracted and pay attention to what's being said. This kind of awareness fits with Stoic ideas and helps you connect with others more deeply. Think about what she might be trying to say or do. Does she want to show interest, find comfort, or show that she's nervous? Putting yourself in her shoes helps you understand how she feels and what she wants. Stoic thought is based on the idea that people should treat each other with kindness and respect. We can handle these situations with knowledge and kindness by following the Stoic ideals of logical observation, present, empathy, and self-control. These actions remind us of how complicated feelings can be and how important it is to make relationships that make our lives better. Number 4. Leaning in closer to listen to you. When a woman leans in to listen to you, it means she wants to be a part of the talk. From a Stoic point of view, this action gives us a chance to think about the ideas of present, empathy, and logical observation. Leaning in closer is a sign that she wants to be more involved in the conversation and cares about what you're saying. It shows that you are listening and are really interested. Marcus Aurelius taught us to watch and enjoy what other people do without letting our feelings get in the way of our judgment. It's important to see a woman's leaning in as a sign of good intentions and react with respect and attention. This action makes us want to be fully present in the talk. Seneca said it was important to stay in the present and not let outside things bother you. When a woman leans in to listen, it's a sign that you should pay full attention to the conversation. Put your phone down, look the person in the eye, and pay attention. Being aware not only strengthens the relationship, but it also shows that you value and respect her interest. Also, leaning in closer can show that you trust and are open to being hurt. For her to enter your personal space means she feels safe enough to do so and wants to get closer to you. Epictetus said that we should try to understand other people by looking at things from their point of view. You can show trust by understanding this action and responding with understanding and kindness. Thank her for wanting to be close and be open and honest with her in your conversations. Stoicism tells us to pay attention and treat others with respect. Should you notice a woman leaning in to listen, it means she wants you to do the same. Listen carefully to what she says, ask good questions, and show that you are interested in what she has to say. This method not only strengthens the bond, but it also fits with Stoic ideas about communicating in a way that makes sense. Getting closer also gives you a chance to work on self-control and balance. Knowing that a woman is interested in you by moving in makes you feel excited or attracted. But it's important to stay calm and not let these feelings control what you do. Seneca said that we should always be moderate in everything we do. Be cool and controlled when you respond, and let the conversation flow easily without pushing anything to happen. You might want to think about why she is leaning in. Is she looking for a closer link, encouragement, or to show that she's interested? Putting yourself in her shoes helps you understand how she feels and what she wants. Stoic thought is based on the idea that people should treat each other with kindness and respect. We can handle these situations with ease and understanding by following the Stoic ideals of present, empathy, logical observation, and self-control. This act of kindness makes us think about how important it is to really listen and connect with others, and how relationships can make our lives better. Number 5. Having you taste or smell something. A woman might show her interest in you in a unique and personal way by letting you taste or smell something. From a Stoic point of view, this behavior makes us think about the rules of logical observation, sense experience, and being present. If a woman gives you something to smell or taste, it means she wants to share an experience with you. One way to look at this action is as a call to bond more deeply through the senses. Marcus Aurelius said it was important to enjoy the beauty around us and be in the present moment. You practice awareness and become fully involved in the conversation when you do this physical experience. One way to make a memory with her is to taste or smell something she gives you. It's a personal act that speaks volumes and makes you feel something. Seneca taught us to enjoy the little things in life and be thankful for how full our lives are. Sharing a taste or smell with a woman is a chance to enjoy the moment and connect with her in a deeper way. This action also asks us to show understanding and care. Think about what might have made her want to tell you about this physical experience. Is it a way for her to show attention, share something she likes, or connect with you through a shared experience? Epictetus said that we should try to understand other people by looking at things from their point of view. You can show respect and understanding by understanding why she did what she did. This action gives you a chance to work on being self-controlled and moderate. When a woman gives you something to taste or smell, it's normal to feel excited or interested, but it's important to keep a fair thought about this. Seneca said that balance was important in everything. Be cool and collected when you respond, and let the conversation flow easily without letting your feelings get in the way. Having a physical experience also helps us remember how important it is to be fully present. As soon as a woman gives you something to smell or taste, you can fully enjoy the moment. Stay focused and don't let anything else distract you. This kind of awareness fits with Stoic ideas and helps you connect with others more deeply. This action makes us want to show thanks. Thanking her for her kindness not only improves the bond between you two, but it also shows that you value her work. Stoicism teaches us to be thankful for the little things in life that make us happy and for the kind people who help us. You can make the encounter upbeat and important by thanking her for her kindness. We can handle these encounters with knowledge and kindness if we follow the Stoic ideas of sense experience, awareness, empathy, and self-control. This act of kindness tells us how important it is to enjoy the present, find joy in small things, and look for relationships that make our lives better. If we learn about and follow the lessons of Stoicism, we can read the tiny signs that a woman might send us when she likes us. She is very interested in you if she pats or lightly touches your arm, smiles and looks at you, touches her legs, neck, or lips while looking at you, leans in closer to listen, and makes you taste or smell something. We can handle these situations with knowledge and grace by being present, observing logically, showing understanding, and controlling ourselves. These principles not only make our relationships better, but they also make our lives better by helping us make stronger connections and see the beauty in how people interact with each other.